This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
For folks that know me, they know I'm a community builder. That's what I do. I love the thought of community. I love this community. I always talk about Bangor, my hometown, but this is my home.
Well, he's a candidate for a seat on the Oconee County Board of Education, running in Post 5. That's the seat that opens with Michael Ransom moving on to Post 1, or trying to move on to Post 1, which is the chairman's job on the Oconee County School Board. Of course, the current chair, Kim Argo, saying some days ago, about a week ago, that she won't run for re-election this year. So the dominoes begin to fall. And more of them yesterday with the news that got out, I don't know, about this time yesterday morning, that Tim Burgess, been on the school board in Oconee County since about 2014 after he left the University of Georgia, a career there. Tim Burgess not going to run for re-election. Okay, so that's Post 3, and that seat opens. One candidate announcing so far, and by that I mean one candidate announcing to me. There are two things that make you a candidate. One is you tell me, and the other is you qualify. I don't know if he's qualified yet. I don't even know when that is. He can tell me. It's soon. But Andy Pittman has told me he's running, and he's in studio with us this morning. Andy Pittman, thanks for your time this morning.
Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
I assume you've done the homework on this. When do you folks actually qualify? That's something I should know.
First week of March. I believe it closes March 10.
Okay. So yes. Right around the corner, the first week of March, you folks will sign the dotted line and run for the seats on the Oconee County School Board, the assumption that maybe other candidates jump in. But you're in the race now. First of all, the resume, the day job, what do you do?
Work for a fairly large architecture and engineering firm. Most of our clients are cities, county governments, local K-12 school systems.
Okay.
We design schools.
Okay.
And higher ed institutions. For instance, we're working on the softball complex for UGA right now.
Okay, all right. So that keeps you busy, if nothing else. And it also puts you kind of in the loop here. When you get yourself on the Oconee County School Board, assuming you do, and questions about school construction come up, you're going to have something of an informed opinion, I would guess.
Yes, sir. I think I'd be a pro bono asset to the board should something like that come up. Pricing, when obviously a hot topic around is new schools. Are they going to build new schools? And pricing is something that plays a big factor in that decision. Obviously, I've got a day-to-day firsthand knowledge of that.
Well, you know, I mentioned, and obviously you're the third Oconee County School Board candidate since I think Friday of last week. And with each of the other two, Michael Ransom and Brock Toole, and as long as we bring this up, let's just jump in right to it here. With both of them, discuss the notion of a third Oconee High School. That's been something people have talked about for a good long while now. The pros and cons, as I understand it, and it's fairly simple to understand, at least in concept. You want to build a new school, you got to find the land first of all, and then you got a construction cost. Or you can expand the schools that you have, and there are things that come with that too, concerns and considerations. Do you have a preference? Which of those might be the more viable option in your view? And do you think this school board is going to be the one to decide that?
I would not think that this school board would decide that. Let's just say if I happen to be elected and I start the term of 4 years, I think the conversation will start during that. I don't know that a vote to build a new school would happen during that four-year period. We all know it takes a long time to build a school, buy the land, as you mentioned, design it, and get it actually built. So if a new school is needed 10 years from now, the conversation can't start 9 years from now. But I don't know that it's going to start in the next four. I've not heard anything that would say that the current school board is planning to build a new one, has any concrete plans to build a new one anytime soon.
Now then the question becomes, the schools that you have now, the two high schools, what do you do with them in terms of classroom sizes, in terms of renovation, expanding those facilities, all sorts of concerns and considerations there.
I went to North Oconee High Friday night for daddy-daughter dance, and that facility is just – it always just amazes me at how great that facility is. So hopefully we don't have to expand too much on it anytime soon. Pricing is out of this world right now.
Well, let me posit this. Construction prices at this moment, maybe as low as they're ever going to be.
Hope not. It's hard to say because really the only way they're going to come down is if there's a real dip in the economy, and that would hurt a lot of folks.
Sure.
But it would help in those prices. I mean, we're looking at $450 a square foot to build a school today.
That's
a big number.
But Andy Pittman here, just if you can do it, I don't even walk around with these kind of numbers in your head, but $450 per square foot to build a school. I'm going to build a $300,000 house. How does that compare?
Obviously, it depends on what you want to put in that house. You could build a 1,500 square foot home for $300,000, but you're going to have some really high end finishes. Or you could go a cheaper route.
Build
on a slab. You're probably 150.
Okay, so that's what I'm looking for. Just some kind of context. That's a much larger number than I would have thought. And as I said, my thought is, and I understand what you're saying, this may be the time to buy in because price is likely to continue to rise. Back up for a moment, Andy Pittman, talk about why you decided to run for this seat.
So rumors were that there were going to be some openings. We weren't sure about Ms. Argo. We weren't sure about Mr. Burgess. I think that's why you've seen back-to-back candidates, if you will, come in. And it's because we were kind of waiting to make sure that was going to happen. Those folks have done a great job, and I don't think any of us would have run against them. We want to continue the great work of the school board and the school system. Now, I'm not about to pretend that I can offer Dr. Branch, any of the administration, any of the teachers, any advice on how to better educate our kids. I mean, the proof is there. The kids that are coming out of the school system are phenomenal, and they are doing a great job. Now, where I do think that there is room for improvement is through conversations that I've had around the county in preparing to do this. I'll just say, should it be needed? Mm-hmm. There seems to be some kind of disconnect between the school board and the community. I'm a community guy. My career now for the last 10 years has been in the private sector, designing buildings and roads and airports and water wastewater systems for local governments and local school systems. Prior to that, I was a city manager.
Where?
Hampton, Georgia, down in Henry County. And that essentially is the superintendent, right? Mm-hmm. It's the same kind of role. I believe firmly in all stakeholders in a community regularly communicating, getting together, spending time together, so that when tough decisions and tough conversations are going to come up, they are going to come up. At least they're not, you know, they're not hostile. You can sit down in a room if you like them and talk about the county commission, the city of Watkinsville, the school board, the economic development group, the chamber, the business community, the law enforcement. They all need to be talking regularly, and we need to be talking with our citizens regularly as a school board, as a board of commissioners, as a city of Watkinsville, whoever it may be. So big believer in relationships, big believer in communicating. I think that's what I can improve upon with the board, and leave it to Dr. Branch and the professionals that are doing a great job already. I've got two little girls in the system. They're in second and fourth at Malcolm Bridge, and I'm here for a while. Any decision that I would be a part of is going to affect my two kids first in my thought process, and therefore would affect the rest of the kids in the system.
We never felt like we really lived in Walton County, and I told her wherever we move next, I want to be all in and be part of the community. So when we moved to Oconee County, I joined the Rotary Club and started getting involved and serving the community. And I saw the opportunity come up to run for school board, and I thought, what better way to serve the community than to run for that?
Michael Ransom, post 5 on the Oconee County Board of Education, running for post 1. What's the difference? Post 1's the chairmanship of the Oconee County Board of Education. Kim Argo not seeking re-election there. That was the first of the dominoes to fall, and another yesterday. With the news that Tim Burgess will not run for another term in post 3, and stepping in to fill that breach, the first announced candidate, Andy Pippin, in studio with us this morning. You mentioned earlier your day job, which is you help, among other things, design schools with an architectural firm, is it?
Correct. Architecture and engineering.
All right. This is going to be a concern any place, and another one of those places where, as a member of the school board, the other folks might lean on some expertise here. What do you have to bring to the conversation about school safety? How do we beef up and enhance safety in our schools?
I mentioned a minute ago the communicating between all the major stakeholders in a community, and I can't think of a more important relationship than the school system, that the school system could have, other than with the sheriff's office, with local law enforcement. And I've met with the sheriff in thinking about doing this, and he brought some interesting points that I would not have thought. As just a concerned parent, I had a belief that, oh, we need an armed police officer in every school, in every classroom. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd love for one to be in both the classrooms that my kids are in at all times.
And the sheriff's not necessarily on board with that.
That is correct, because, and this is what I didn't think about, was how many people would he have to hire and then train and then place in those systems. Now, that may be, some people may say, well, okay, so you too cheap to protect our kids. Well, that's not the case. I think the sheriff told me that like 75 or 80% of school shootings across the country happen in a school with an armed truant officer. That's a number I didn't know. I just assumed that you know, if that
choosing
sort of
soft targets.
That's right. If there was going to be a tragedy like that happened, that it would be in a place that was unprotected fully. Mm-hmm. Now, a truant officer, if he's in the gym and something happens in the lunchroom,
sure,
he's never getting there in time. Right. I don't really want to go down a rabbit hole of right on today talking about mental health, but that's where mm-hmm. this starts. It is people that have a problem and they need help. I'm certainly not smart enough to fix that for those folks or to fix the school safety issue. But what I do want to do is constantly talk with the sheriff about ways to improve. How do we improve the school safety? We are in a very, very fortunate place in Oconee County. It is unlike any. I work all in every city and county in the state, and this place is unlike any other. And I know that we're very fortunate for that. I also know that bubble could pop. And I don't want us to get complacent and lazy about it. We need to constantly be talking about it. I don't have the answers. I think as a board, talking with the law enforcement and the professionals like that Dr. Branch might bring in to talk with us about things you pick up in conferences, talking with other school systems, I think that as a board, the conversation definitely needs to be about public safety and how to better handle it.
And Andy Pippen, candidate for post 3 on the Oconee County Board of Education, mentioning and we talked about this with the previous two candidates over the last few days here, and it comes up pretty much every day since I've been in Athens, and that's been now more than 25 years, that Oconee County, that people move to Oconee County because of the schools. I lived in this county, but I moved to Oconee County so my kids could go to Oconee County schools. By some metrics, it's rated the top school district in the state, certainly among the top. So your job is not to get to the top, it's to keep you there.
That is absolutely a great way to put it, because I've mentioned the fact that the current school board has done a great job, in my opinion. I've mentioned that the administration and the teachers have done a great job and continue to do a great job. That said, this community produces the type of children that I think help this wonderful school system teach them. It starts at home. We always say, so when the school system's not doing well, we say, oh, well, teachers can't do anything. You know, they can't discipline. They're not there to raise these children anyway. Well, the other side of the coin is neither is the school system in Oconee. They're not here to raise our children. And that shows that we're doing things right in Oconee as parents. We're raising our kids. I know one of them is going to be a fantastic star student, a salutatorian, or she's going to go to an Ivy League school, and the other one, she's equally brilliant and beautiful and funny. She's going to be she's the pistol, you know. So, but we're parenting them both in ways that they need, so that they will be successful in the classroom. That plus what our administration is already doing, what our teachers are already doing, I think helps get us to that statistic of the number one. We moved here from Atlanta because of the school system. We were going to Athens. We were looking around Athens. We said, you know, we've got some friends that had moved to Oconee. Let's go check that out. Started looking into it. Realized what great public schools we would have access to. no-brainer. We moved to Oconee.
What part of Oconee are you in?
I live off of Daniels Bridge, right behind the Zaxby's headquarters.
Okay.
So about a mile and a half from where we are today.
The two young daughters, I think you said second and fourth grade, obviously.
Correct.
A wife. And you mentioned your wife is, tell me again.
My wife, Amy, works. She is the controller over to the financing at Grail Construction, a local construction company in Athens.
And you're telling me that there is a political gene in your DNA here. Some folks in your family background who've also served in elective office over the years.
I'd rather say there's a gene to serve than a political gene, because that's not always a good thing, that you know, folks grow up in politics and get into politics just because they grew into politics. And I honestly don't even really think of school board as politics. It is, you got to be elected, but it's just different in my opinion. But yes, my growing up, my mother was on school board in Butts County, Jackson, Georgia, where I grew up. She served, I believe, 3 terms on school board there. My dad taught and coached for 36 years down there. My mom lobbied for the public school system of Georgia, Georgia Association of Educators, for 30 years. And then most recently, she was our mayor down in Jackson for 2 terms. So she got asked to run for all of those things. Mm-hmm. She's just a dynamic leader and passionate and approachable and sensible, and that's something you don't always find in politics, especially local politics. But she was asked to serve because there was a need. I feel like that's sort of where I'm at today with this decision, is that there's a need. There's 2 openings, right? Well, 3 technically. Mm-hmm. But there is a need. If somebody qualifies that I deem better than I, then I'll write them a check. And I'll move on and go design some more buildings around the state.
That's interesting to me, though, Andy Pippen. You mentioned your mother on the school board, your dad a teacher and a coach, and you're running for a school board. Now, you're not one of these folks who wants to blow up the public schools and send all the kids off to homeschool and private school.
Absolutely.
You look at public schools as something to be salvaged and rebuilt.
Absolutely. I mean, unfortunately, my public school system where I grew up is not rated as highly as Oconee. It's not in the same spectrum. And I don't know that it was when I was there. I don't think it was. Luckily, I got out and have done okay. And again, a testament to my parents. public school, I grew up in public school. Obviously, I was not going to private school. My mother on school board, dad teaching, and blah, blah, blah. Nor did I want to. Big proponent of public schools. I think that is, private schools are great. And we're also fortunate in Oconee to have access to some of the best private schools in the state. I mean, I can't forget about that. And that's a great option for those that want to go that route. But yes, I will always say, public school first, and do whatever I can to help. I mean, you could, if somebody hears this today and thinks, man, that guy's got it all figured out, he can save every school system in Georgia. I don't think that anybody's going to think that, but if they do, they could be in South Georgia, then I'll ride down there and talk to you. I don't think I can help, but if I can, I will.
All right, Andy Pippen, again, running for the post 3 seat on the Oconee County Board of Education. Very quickly, about 10 seconds here. What's the campaign going to look like?
It's going to be very simple. I'm hoping for a lot of word of mouth. I'm not from here, been here 7 years, but I'm hoping to meet a lot of folks. I've already met a lot. I hope to have a lot of word of mouth just to get my name out there. Look, I am passionate about our children. I'm passionate about our community.
Right, and Andy Pippen. Apologies for mispronouncing the name earlier.
No,
Pippen, like the basketball player.
That's right.
Andy Pippen, candidate, Oconee County School Board. Best of luck out there. We'll talk again soon. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tim.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.